Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Freeman. Batting third. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jordan Luplow. Batting seventh. The designated hitter, Jake Bowers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Leonis Martin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeffrey Rodriguez. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Marcus Semien. Batting second. The second baseman, Jurik Sunprafar. Batting third. The right fielder, Stephen Piscotty. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Chris Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Matt Olson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chad Pinder. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Robbie Grossman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ramon Laureano. Batting ninth. The catcher, Josh Fegley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Daniel Minden. And now, play ball. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Mike Freeman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Freeman is on with a walk. Lindor moves to second. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez strikes out swinging. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Santana is safe at second with a double. Lindor scores. Freeman moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. That is ball 4. Gonzalez is on with a walk. Jordan Luplow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Luplow hits a line drive towards left field. Grossman makes the catch for the out. Freeman scores. That's a sacrifice fly. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bowers hits a ground ball towards first. Olson fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Semien hits a fly ball towards center. Martin makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jurik Sunprafar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Prafar hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stephen Piscotty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Piscotty hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Piscotty is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Perez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Perez is out. 1 out. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lindor strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Mike Freeman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Martin, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Mike Freeman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Freeman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. That is ball four. Freeman is on with a walk. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Martin. The throw from Fegley, and he's caught stealing. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Davis hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Davis is out. One out. Matt Olson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. That is ball four. Olson is on with a walk. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pinder softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Pinder is out. Olson moves to second. Two outs. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grossman hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santana hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Santana is out. Two outs. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball 4. Laureano is on with a walk. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fegley hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Fegley is out. Laureano moves to second. One out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Semien is 0 for 1 in the game. Semien strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jurik Sunprafar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Prafar is 0 for 1 in the game. Prafar hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Laureano scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Steven Piscotty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piscotty is 0 for 1 in the game. Piscotty hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Prafar scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Piscotty moves to second. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Olson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Olson hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Luplow is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a fly ball towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinder strikes out swinging. 1 out. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grossman is 0 for 1 in the game. Grossman hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Grossman is out. 2 outs. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laureano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Laureano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Martin is on with a walk. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a pop-up towards third. Pinder makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Freeman hits a line drive towards second. Profar makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive deep towards right. Piscotty is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Josh Fegley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fegley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fegley hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Semien is 0 for 2 in the game. Semien hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Jurik Sunprofar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Profar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Profar is on with a walk. Semien moves to second. Steven Piscotty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Piscotty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Piscotty hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a fly ball towards right. Piscotty is there to make the catch. 1 out. Carlos Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Jordan Luplau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Luplau is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Luplau hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Gonzalez moves to third. Ryan Buchter replaces Daniel Menden as pitcher. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowers hits a line drive towards second. Profar makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. Gonzalez scores. Luplow scores. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a short pop-up towards short. Semien makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Davis is out. One out. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Olson hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pinder is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinder hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grossman is 0-for-2 in the game. Grossman hits a ground ball to short. Linder steps on second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fernando Rodney replaces Ryan Buchter as pitcher. Francisco Linder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Linder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Linder hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Mike Freeman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Linder. The throw from Fegley, and he's caught stealing. One out. Mike Freeman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. That is ball 4. Freeman is on with a walk. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ground ball to first. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, with Rodney covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Simber replaces Jeffrey Rodriguez as pitcher. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Laureano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Laureano hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Laureano is out. One out. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fegley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fegley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Semien strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Liam Hendricks replaces Fernando Rodney as pitcher. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a pop-up towards short. Semien makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Hendricks covering, and Gonzalez is out. 2 outs. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Luplow strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Whitgren replaces Adam Simber as pitcher. Jurik Sunprafar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Prafar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Prafar hits a ground ball towards the mound. Whitgren throws to first, and Prafar is out. 1 out. Stephen Piscotty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Piscotty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Piscotty hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Santana makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Olson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Olson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bowers is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowers hits a pop-up towards third. Pinder makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Perez hits a line drive deep towards right. Piscotty is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Brad Hand replaces Nick Whitgren as pitcher. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pinder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinder hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Pinder is out. 1 out. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grossman is 0-for-3 in the game. Grossman hits a fly ball towards center. Martin makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Laureano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Laureano is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.